Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Ever wondered how top performers manage their time like pros? Today, we're exploring a game changer in productivity, time blocking. In this episode, we're examining what time blocking is, reviewing a research study on time blocking, and then giving you five tips on how to make it work for you. Time blocking is a time management technique where you divide your day into blocks of time, dedicating each block to a specific task or activity. Instead of reacting to your day, you proactively plan how you'll spend your time, minimizing distractions and ensuring you focus on what truly matters. A study titled Improving Self-Reported Work Performance Through Implementation of Time Blocking Schedules that appeared in the German Journal of Personal Psychology investigated the effectiveness of time blocking on self-reported work performance. Participants were university employees who were divided into two groups. The first one, intervention group, implemented time blocking schedules for 4 weeks. And the second group, a control group, continued their usual work routines. The results? The intervention group reported significantly higher self-reported work performance compared to the control group. Time blocking also led to increased feelings of control over work tasks and reduced procrastination. Overall, the researchers concluded that time blocking can be a valuable tool for improving work efficiency and productivity. Here's five tips on how to make time blocking work for you. Number one, start small. Begin by blocking out just a few hours a day for your most important tasks. Number two, be realistic. Don't overpack your blocks. Leave some buffer time between them for breaks and unexpected tasks that are just going to come up. Number three, use themes. Dedicate different days to different types of work. For example, Mondays for planning, Tuesdays for creative tasks, Wednesdays maybe is podcast recording. Number four, review and adjust. At the end of the week, review your time blocks and adjust them based on the work that you did and didn't get done. Number five, stick to it. Consistency is key here. Make time blocking a habit and you'll start seeing the benefits. Every week, you're going to get better at doing it. Time blocking is more than just a scheduling technique. It's a way of life. By being intentional with your time, you can transform your productivity and unlock your true potential. Give it a try and you might just find yourself achieving more than you ever thought possible in your week. Your move. Hey, real quick before you go. Please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes, and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.